This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Later this morning, the first big American bank will reveal its profits and losses for the last quarter. Wells Fargo is the first in this earnings season. Morgan and Citigroup are due next week. Banks are expected to have what in their universe is a rough quarter, as Gigi Duban reports.
Wells Fargo has been winning big. The nation's top mortgage lender has had 17 straight quarters of earnings growth. But that streak might just come to an end. Lauren Cohen teaches finance at Harvard Business School. He says that's because of slower than expected growth in the housing market.
So it's not that there weren't home sales then, it's just we kind of thought it was going to be a little bit faster. And so that was baked into expectations about how Wells Fargo was going to do.
There's another thing that worries banks. All that money these companies will be paying the government for their part in the recent financial crisis.
That's one area, you know, that will hurt banks' bottom lines.
Michael Immerman teaches finance at Lehigh University. He says over last quarter, several of the big banks have set aside reserves for legal fees and settlements.
We're talking billions of dollars, and this seems to be just the beginning.
On the upside, Cohen says these are one-off expenses, so banks will bounce back. Eventually. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.